Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8:24, up 5 on the open. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 7.76, up 1.25 on the open. March, $8.50 up 2. May, 8.19 up 5.75. July, 8.31 up 6 on the open. September corn opened at 5.42, down 4.5 on the open. December, 5.57 down 5.25. March, 5.76 down 5. May, also down 5 at 5.88. July, $6.50 down 2.25. December of 2009, 5.96. 6.5 down 1.25 on the open. November beans open at 12.44, down 7.5 on the open. January 12.62 down 6.5. March 12.74 down 6.75. May 12.80 down 8.5. July 12.88 down 8.75. August 12.85 down 3.75. November of 2009, 12.30 down 11 on the open. September soybean meal open at 352.50, down 60 on the open. October, 340 down 310. September soybean oil open at 50.70, up 22 on the open. October, 59.95 up 23. October live cattle opened at 102.97.5, down 17.5 on the open. September feeders, 110.60, up 5. October lean hogs, 68.80, up 15 on the open. February bellies, 90.30, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Tonight we'll be at the First Bank Manhattan, Illinois at 7 o'clock. Panelists for the meeting confirmed include Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services and Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. Also potentially have a third panelist as well. That at the First Bank in Manhattan, the meeting getting underway at 7. No advance registration is required. The meeting is free. Bring your agricultural marketing questions, and we'll do our best to answer them ahead of the harvest. Joining us now to answer questions on the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning,
on
Dave.
The road, aren't you?
Yes, I'm in Logansport, Indiana here this morning. Been up to Michigan yesterday, so I'm kind of on my Eastern Corn Belt tour. We are starting to see a little harvest. More so probably down in west central Indiana. There we are harvesting. There are harvesting beans and bringing beans in. So we are at least on the cusp of it. And driving across 24 yesterday or earlier this week, you can tell that the beans are turning, and you know, the corn is dying. So I'd say here in another couple of weeks, we're going to see quite a bit of harvest activity around.
You got a bean number for me today?
Oh, we want about 80 bushels to the acre. Does anybody believe that?
No.
They don't believe that? no, I haven't. I haven't heard the numbers, what they're bringing out of west central Indiana, but I do know that they're bringing some beans out of that area.
All right, then let's look at the markets from a technical standpoint and begin with Dee's corn, which looks like it's hanging around with the April-July 2007 highs providing support. And we're still trying to figure out if we got a head and shoulders bottom here or not, or whether or not we're going to test the the August lows or not? What are your technical indicators telling you?
Well, you got three options. You either got the, you're tracing out a right shoulder of a head and shoulders bottom, or you're maybe going to go down and make a double bottom, or you're going to make a new leg down to the downside. So that's kind of where your technicians are looking at it.
Don't have a three-headed side coin, though, Dan.
I know. Well, that's always it is. You know, for a market that can only go three directions, we have a. It's awful easy to get on that wrong side, you know.
So what do we got? What are we looking at then?
Well, my guess is that's, you know, at least initially here until we see what USA's crop report is next week. I think there's a shot at a right shoulder. Now, it may not, you know, until we go back above the neckline, that's not technically confirmed. Now, if a head and shoulders bottom is confirmed and we go back above the neckline area, which I think somewhere is going to be up there in that 625 area.
I got 628 3/4.
Then that would open up the door to maybe go back to 750. Now, that sounds a little rich to me. So I guess I question whether or not that will be verified. But what we could be doing, though, is trying to find a trading range of some kind here as we enter harvest, and maybe the 630 area is maybe the top side, maybe this 550 area that we're trying to find some support down here might be the bottom side. So we're kind of in this 75-cent trading range until we get some confirmation of the size of the crop, and then we kind of see what early, what farmers' early selling habits are going to be, and kind of go from there, and whether or not we see a pickup to demand. You know, the big problem that we've seen in this market for the past several months has been basically it's been in a long liquidation mode ever since early July. Not only in agricultural commodities, it's been in energy markets, it's been in precious metal markets, it clear across the board. You know, we are hearing these index funds going belly up. You know, the one, the big gunner here that bought ConAgra here a few months ago looks like it's it went belly up, and now ConAgra is back on the street for sale. So, and I think we've got some of more of that stuff. I think you're going to hear a lot of those more horror stories of index funds having gone broke or here and there, and I think that's been the main reason why this market has been defensive for the past couple months. The other thing is that you've got a lot of end users bought a lot of expensive inventory during the month of June. I think we're getting to the point where maybe some of that has been worked off. A lot of times end users only book out like 60 days or so. So you know, you take 60 days from the end of July when that inventory, or the end of June when that expensive inventory was bought. So you kind of got August, September. So here we are here the first few days of September. So a lot of that inventory is being worked off. We may have another 2-3 weeks of it. But it does look to me like the markets are trying to stabilize here, kind of get their bearings, and then we can maybe begin to start trading supply-demand fundamentals as harvest gets underway here.
Turn your attention to the beans, where it appears that if you look at it technically, and maybe a test of the $12 range wouldn't be out of the cards?
Well, no, nothing's out of the cards. But I do think, you know, the beans could also be kind of tracing out somewhat of a head and shoulders bottom formation. Also, I don't really want to see yesterday's lows go. I think yesterday's lows need to kind of hold. And so far here today, you know, we are seeing some firmness. Tomorrow we'll get our weekly export sales numbers out. It was delayed here today because of the holiday. It'd be if we begin to see some a little better export activity. I do know that there's more export activity starting to take place in the wheat market, and that's kind of given the wheat market kind of fundamental support here the past couple of days, and kind of maybe trying to be the leader here. We do have plenty of wheat supplies around, but I do think that wheat acres or wheat plantings are going to fall off sharply this year, and at some point in time here, the market's going to have to start I think, reacting to a much smaller winter wheat harvest or smaller winter wheat plantings here this fall, as farmers are probably looking at planting beans and corn.
All right, Dan. Thank you very much.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. He joins us every Thursday morning on the Opening Market Report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 10 o'clock Central Time.